Good evening, or good afternoon, I should say. We're looking forward to the championship game tonight, but first we've got the second semifinal. I'm Carl Nathy here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. We're bringing you live coverage of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. In the earlier semifinal today, McCracken County 74, Butler 57. So McCracken County has already advanced to the championship game. We'll have that for you at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. They'll go against the winner of the game coming up about 15 minutes from right now at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central. That is the three-time defending state champions from Sacred Heart in Louisville going against Cooper from Northern Kentucky. And Greg Stottlemyre will be on the play-by-play, the voice of the EKU Colonels. He'll be joined by former standout player and coach Mina Todd. We're looking for a great ball game here. Can Sacred Heart be derailed by Cooper? Cooper's been here before. They've got experience. Sacred Heart's loaded with lots of talent. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Tom Moyer, head coach of Sacred Heart, as the winning mounts, and you've won 14 straight state tournament games in a row. Any added pressure, or do you think it's just another ball game?
You know, there's pressure just being in Rupp Arena, let's face it. But I think our team is very focused on the game today. And, you know, obviously we've had some battles with Cooper throughout the years. And, and we're just kind of trying to focus in on this afternoon game.
When you look at the two games you've had against Cooper, they've been the closest Kentucky team to you. 5 points in one game, 12 in the other early on in the season. What have you learned from those games?
You know, Cooper, you know, they match up just well. You know, they're a very physical team. They're very disciplined team, very well coached. They've got some, two seniors that are going to go on and play at the next level. And, they're like us. They played a lot of basketball together throughout the last 4 years, and it's going to be a battle.
The one thing that strikes me in watching both teams is you're probably the two teams that have impressed me the most, not that I matter, the way you play defense. And, man, the assist on field goals, high, high level. I counted you're at 79% assist per field goal made, and they're at 70%. That's really nice basketball.
Yeah, Cooper runs a very disciplined offense, and, we've got to – you know, defend on that end and not give them the looks that they want. And same with us. Like, we like to push it and transition and look ahead and make some pass, you know, assist that way. And we'll try to stay patient on offense, too, and try to, you know, make them guard us.
When Zakiya Johnson comes in and she's the player that's had the great career, and you look at what she's done in two tournament games, 19.5-point average, 16-24 from the field, hit 5 of 8. Three-pointers, and also 10 assists.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's just a phenomenal player and a team player. You know, she likes to get everybody else involved. You know, she takes good shots. She can, you know, she can play, score it off three levels. You know, she can get to the basket, she can get in the post, she can shoot the three. You know, she's a tough matchup for everybody. And you know, she defends. Like, you know, we put her on Bethlehem's best player last night, and we put them, you know, on GRC's best player the night before. So, you know, she doesn't mind defending. And, you know, I'm just really proud of her and the growth she's had and the leadership qualities that she's shown throughout our program.
Okay, good luck getting to the finals tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, that's Donna Moore. We'll go to the other side and talk to the Cooper head coach after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Each 8-ounce glass of milk contains 13 essential nutrients like 4 B vitamins to help you stay energized and 8 grams of high-quality protein to help you refuel and build lean muscle. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Justin Holthouse, the head coach of Cooper. When I look at the Final Four matchup here against Sacred Heart, I see two teams that have played really good defense, and your assist on field goal numbers are really high.
Yeah, both teams, I think, they focus on the defensive end. Really good in the half court, sitting down guarding, making the offense really have to go through their progressions and things like that and creating tough shots for everybody. So we're going to try to do the same thing tonight. But, again, that's kind of our offense. We want to get the ball side to side and make sure we're taking good shots tonight as well.
We always put a focus on how much is left in the tank when you play in the bottom of the bracket at the very end, turn around and play a game in the afternoon. How did you deal with it, and how are the girls as far as how much gas is in their tanks?
Well, we purposely this year tried to prep, and we set our schedule up where we played some late evening games on a Friday and then afternoon games on a Saturday. So our kids are ready for it. Last night, the minutes were pretty even. We got a lot of good minutes out of our bench as well. So we should be fresh, ready to go tonight.
When you have played these two games and played them closer than any Kentucky team against Sacred Heart, what do you take away from that? What do you have to do better? What have you learned? And how do you adjust your game plan, if at all?
Yeah, you know, we'll do a couple tweaks to what we're doing against them tonight. But, you know, what's gotten us to this point, we're really going to rely on it with our defense and sharing the ball on the offensive end. To be able to play them twice during the regular season, I think that's a really good advantage for us. And our girls are prepared. They're coming in with a lot of confidence today.
Sacred Heart hasn't won three straight championships without a reason. And you look at their team this year, they got a great post. They got a point guard that runs them. And then they got a superstar in Johnson. So it's, you know, it's going to be a really big challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a tough matchup. You know, they got a lot of size, a lot of strength. They're well-disciplined, well-coached as well. They're going to share the ball, and they're going to pick their spots if they need to get in the post or Zakiya needs to go ahead and try to take over. So they're a really tough team to play against, but like we said, we've played them really well all both games this season, so we're ready for the challenge.
Finally, where do you think the score needs to be? In the 40s for your team? Because they have the highest scoring game in the tournament at 71.
Yeah, we would really like to keep it in the 40s. It's all going to be dependent on how we guard, how we sit down and guard, and if we're able to get some transition baskets, you know, we can get in the lower 50s. But that 40 point range is about where we want to be.
Okay, good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Justin Holdhouse. We'll have more after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
We are your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? We're down to three teams left standing. here in the state tournament. And we'll see if it's going to be either Sacred Heart or Cooper that will join McCracken Cali in tonight's state championship game. If it is Sacred Heart, it'll be a rematch of last year's state title game. Cooper looking for the upset. We welcome you here to Rupp Arena. Here are the Clarks Pump and Shop starting lineups. First of all, for the Lady Jags of Cooper, at one guard is Haley Knoll, 6-foot freshman, had 11 points in both the quarterfinal and opening round games, 4 assists in the opening round game. At guard, Malia Alexander, 5'10 senior, she averages 3.3 on the year. Third guard is Liz Freihofer, the MVP of the ninth region, and she had a good game last night as she had 5 steals, 5 assists, and a team-leading 6 rebounds. She averages 12 in the year. At the two forwards are Bella Deer, 6'1 senior, averaging 7.7 a game, and the other one is Logan Palmer, 6'1 senior, leading scorer in the year at 16.1. Just had 7 last night, led the team with 15 points and 4 steals in their opening round win. Now for the Clarks Pump and Shop starting lineups for the defending, 3-time defending state champion, Valkyries of Sacred Heart. The point guard is Tootie Jordan, 5'3 freshman, averaging 6.4 points a game. She had 4 assists in her opening round game. Zakiya Johnson, 3-time Gatorade Player of the Year, 2-time state champion MVP. She comes in averaging 18.9 a game. She had 18 in the opening round, 21 to lead her team in the quarterfinals yesterday. At the two forwards are Claire Russell, 5'8 senior, averaging 4.2 a game, had 11 rebounds in both games, disqualified on fouls in the quarterfinal game. The other forward is Reagan Bender, 5'10 senior, averaging 13.5, second on the team. She had 17 last night in the quarterfinals. And in the center is Angelina Paleo, 10.6 average, 4.6 rebounds, 6'3 senior. She had 20 points and 9 rebounds in the opening round, 10 and 6 in the quarterfinals. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Time now to meet our analysts today and find out what Julie Munch's Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Games are. What are they, Julie?
Oh, for the Cooper Lady Jaguars, the keys of the game, they must control the tempo and pretty much slow the pace down. They need to keep Sacred Heart off the boards, and they need to make sure that they attack the rim on offense. And for Sacred Heart, Coach Donna Moyer, they need to run the ball and rebound. Rebound and run. Execute on offense and disrupt Cooper's offense by checking cutters and taking away the passing lanes.
That's for Southland Dairy Farmers. Nutrients of the game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast, and we will name them. Donald Gilmore, your lead referee, Kenneth Kegley, and Josh Birdsong work alongside the alternate is John McMillan. Sacred Heart breaks away from their veteran coach, Donna Moyer, in her 33rd year at Sacred Heart. They'll be in the white uniforms with blue and red trim, and in the deep maroon with gold trim, here come the Lady Jags of Cooper. They're coached by Justin Holdhouse in his 4th year. Got his 100th win in the regional final, now sits at 102 wins in his career. And it is time to play basketball. McCracken County awaits the winner after a 74-57 win over Butler. They were the state runner-up last year. And away we go in the second semifinal here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. It'll be the tap by Paleo to Johnson. Johnson, a high major recruit, up between the rings to Tootie Jordan, the point guard with the headband on. Right side of the bounce to Russell. Back to Jordan. Jordan feeds it low to Paleo, muscling in and missing the shot, and a foul right out of the gate to the disagreement of Justin Holdhouse.
Yeah, it looks like Paleo just pretty much forced the shot up there, but, you know, if they're going to do a three-quarter denial, they need to have somebody stacked up on the backside as well.
Called it on Bella Deer, 6'1 senior. First foul shot left short, front iron, no good. One more for Paleo. Last year in the state finals game. She had 17 points and 6 rebounds. Misfires on both of them, but a long kicking rebound, and Johnson beats a pair of Lady Jags to the ball. Another chance. Johnson a 3, and she airballed it. Turns into a pass. So bounces on the court and comes up to Knoll. And we're coming the other way. To the elbow, Fryhofer. Back to Knoll. Knoll's had that quiet but surprising good numbers in both tournament games. 11 each way. Now high left, their leading scorer on the year, Palmer. Back to the aforementioned Kaylee Knoll. Right baseline, turning his deer, threw it away, but standing on the sideline when she collected the errant pass, out of bounds, Tootie Jordan will go back to Cooper as they avoid the turnover.
Tootie Jordan just does a phenomenal job being able to cover herself in the passing lanes, but she is so quick and shifty.
After Paleo missed 2 foul shots, chance here, and then an air ball by Johnson to get the lead. Wanted hit the post, but well covered, so they couldn't get it inside. Into the right corner, Fryhofer picks up the dribble, bounces low to Palmer against a double team around the rim and in.
That was a smooth move by number 33, Logan Palmer.
Palmer averages 16.1 a game, 6'1 senior. Head of the key, Russell comes high right to Bender. Bender to Johnson, front of the opposition bench, no dribble. The key, Russell, Claire Russell, back to Johnson. Johnson did a smooth stroke from the field, and she missed that one. She's 0 for 2. Rebound, Fryhofer. They've got a 2-on-1. See how they give it up. Tootie Jordan leapt up and stopped the 2-on-1 with her hands when they tried to cross it under the goal. Turnover. Could have been 4-0. Here's Russell. Russell, an All-State lacrosse player, backs it away, hands it off to Johnson. Johnson, 18 in the opening round, 21 in the quarters, once it fakes the 3, in the orange sneakers, the foul line, fakes out the defender, Deer, and she's 0 for 3, but an offensive rebound off the glass, right to left, to Claire Russell. Russell through traffic, and they say she got tripped. This time, they called the trip on Malia Alexander. The tripping call is always a tough one because, you know, it's advantage defense, but wasn't an intentional trip. The decision made, and it'll go 2 fouls on Cooper. Another chance for Sacred Heart to lift the lid. They're 0 for 3 from the field. They had a slow start against GRC. Down after 1, 12 to 2, they throw it away. And then they come back and foul to Sacred Heart after the steal there by Alexander.
Paleo with the first foul.
Angelina Paleo. Last year, average was 11.7 on the season. This year, 10.6. Valkyries have played an extremely tough out-of-state schedule. They won 18 in a row, not lost to a state school. Here's Palmer, way long on the shot, but a great play by Fryhofer to get up, get the offensive rebound above the out-of-bounds line and throw it off the legs of Russell of Sacred Heart. 2-0 Cooper, and they've got the ball into Palmer, off to Deer. Deer right of the keyhole. Picks up the dribble, comes left side, Knoll. Knoll averaging 11 in 2 tournament games. Right wing, Alexander, extra share baseline. Fryhofer caught off, back to Palmer. Double threes, hits a 3.
That was a tough shot by Logan Palmer. She just did a great job with that mid-range jumper.
She has all 5 points, and it's 5-0 Cooper out of the gate. Second game in a row, a slow start for Sacred Heart, the prohibitive favorite. Bender got it from Jordan. Free throw line extended left, off the elbow, back to Tootie Jordan, the 5'3 freshman guard, the quarterback of this Valkyries team, to Johnson. Johnson, top of the key, unguarded. She got it to a teammate, and they missed. Way off goes Russell.
Yeah, that's highly, you don't see that very often from the second half Valkyries, but, you know, she just didn't have a dial it in.
0 for 4 from the field. They shot 54%. In the quarterfinal game, 53.5% in the opening round game, and they just wrestle it away as Johnson took it away from Knoll up ahead, and the first points at 4:27 on the transition by Tootie Jordan. That's a jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. 5-2 Cooper. 4:13, clock moving here in quarter one. Top of the key, Deer drive, kick it left corner, shot open, but not able to fall on the miss by Palmer after hitting one earlier. Now Johnson running in transition left to right to Jordan.
Tootie fills it up from 3.
by five. 3:50 to go in the first quarter of play. Boy, she can really stroke it, can't she? Beautiful look at that shot. Here, top of the key and around left. Knoll, and they threw it away. Cooper beginning to feel the pressure of Sacred Heart, Julie.
Oh, yes. And, you know, they just, they're so poised and they're so confident what they do. And one good thing about Sacred Heart is they run the floor really well in transition. So, also, Cooper's going to have to make some adjustments to make sure they get guards back to contest that.
You know, these two teams, probably the best two defensive teams that I've seen in the tournament. I haven't really had a look because Chuck Mraz has had most of the McCracken County games. But these two teams have high turnover margins, and they're really good at assisting. And a spinning move inside as they got it to the low post. And the basket good. And for the first lead on a 7-0 run comes Sacred Heart on the basket there after the turnover on the other end by Paleo. Paleo's first two after missing a pair of foul shots. 5-0 start for Cooper. 7-0 run, Sacred Heart the answer. One tie, one lead switch. Here's Fryhofer driving down the right into a double team. Shot missed. Two Cooper players on the deck. They throw over the defense to Paleo, and she missed the shot. Good hustle back to get the defensive rebound for Cooper and Malaya Alexander. Up to Brissy, who's come in. Brissy out to Fryhofer. Extra share top, Belladier. Belladier passes it up, and now they'll go into their offense and make Sacred Heart work on the defensive end. 2:35 in the first quarter. Sacred Heart on a 7-0 run for a two-point lead. 7-0 run was over a minute 38. Scoring drought past 2.5 minutes now for Cooper. Crossover dribble, Brissy. Right side, Palmer again. Palmer airballed it. And that one touched out, they say. Fryhofer trying to say it was touched by a Sacred Heart player. No. So in a little bit of a scoring drought is Cooper, and they go to the bench trailing Sacred Heart 7-5 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Carl Nathan with a sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Cooper, third straight trip to the Girls Sweet 16, the Region 9 champs. Reasons, Region 7 champion Sacred Heart Valkyries. Greg's mentioned this. They're going for their fourth straight overall state title. They have won seven titles in all. Count them up. 1976, 2002, 2003, 2004. A gap to 2021. 2022, 2023. Fifth straight appearance in the Girls Sweet 16 and their 12th overall. What a program.
Yeah, got beat in their first one. They beat Butler in their first championship. Butler lost earlier today to McCracken County, or it would have been a rematch if Sacred Heart gets there. 74-57 McCracken County. Now Sacred Heart in the weave. Hand off to Bender. Bender turns the corner. Drives to the lane on the SEC logo from 10 rolling off. And a nice tip by Palmer to her teammate Fryhofer for the rebound. Fryhofer to forecourt. Her mom, Tammy, played basketball at Northern Kentucky. She'll head downstate to Eastern Kentucky from Cooper High School. And off right side, Knoll. Knoll hunting for something. Top Fryhofer. Fryhofer holding. Coming back away from Johnson's D. Out around right side, Knoll. Now Knoll, high left, Brissy, who comes off the bench, 5'9 sophomore guard, stops elbow left. Back up top between the rings, Deer, pitching catch around the perimeter. 1:22 in the first quarter. Sacred Heart has scored the last seven after the first five were put on the board, all by Palmer for Cooper. Deer with a good look three. Front rim, no. Long, nice tapping rebound out to Fryhofer. Three out of the corner, no for Brissy. They just cannot buy a bucket. They're now 0 of their last six. Haven't scored since 5:14 in the first quarter. Johnson down the
lane.
Wow. Kiss the window and good.
She is an unbelievable player. She can just have score at will.
Of their last six, they haven't scored for well over 4 minutes. Had a big dry spell in the fourth quarter. Survived over Danville Christian, did Cooper. Nine unanswered by Sacred Heart for a 9-5 lead. Right side, Palmer hit 1-3 and hit the last couple. Drives, kick it left corner, out of the corner, in and out. Good look for Brissy on the five, but it wouldn't go. They missed seven in a row. And in the drive, foul call. Hitting the deck is Tootie Jordan, and the official says she was assisted to the court by Brissy for the foul. Oh, for their last seven now is Cooper. And a 9-0 run over the last 4 minutes and 3 seconds. And the scoring drought has gone nearly 5 minutes. It's at 4:51 right now for Cooper. Their second long scoring drought in three games. 22.5 seconds first half. Off the baseline, Russell to throw into the corner. Good closeout defense, Fryhofer on Bender. Bender one-hands it up top, Russell. 15 to play. Right wing, unguarded. Bringing it back. And now Paleo, hand back Johnson. Three ball, front rim, no. Kicking rebound and a drive inside. Collision, no whistle. Goes to the corner at the buzzer and out of the corner, no good. On the attempted shot by Bender. So after one, Sacred Heart trails, or leads, Cooper on a 9-0 run, 9-5 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same.
Local banking is important to me. That's why I choose Traditional Bank. Their experienced staff is there to help with all my banking needs. When I'm opening a new account, depositing my grandmother's birthday cash, or need a replacement debit card on my way out of town, Traditional Bank has me covered. And after hours banking, they've got that too with online banking and the mobile app. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Traditional Bank today. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Listen throughout the tournament for Off the Glass Shots, brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Cooper in a 5-minute, 14-second dry spell to end the first quarter. Missed their last seven shots. And a 9-0 run by Cooper over the last 4.5 minutes. And they lead Plain D 9-5. In the maroon and gold, here come the Lady Jags. Top of the key, Fryhofer over to Brissy. Brissy feeds the post. Palmer got it, lost it, then worked loose and missed the layup. Got her own rebound. Flips it up. Blocked that time by Paleo. But then when Sacred Heart came down with the ball, they were out of bounds. And I believe Palmer hit the deck in the back of her head. She has her hands on her face now. So she's okay. Getting up slowly. Now kind of holding her knee. I don't know if it's a head or a knee. Now they're looking at her left knee.
I think Paleo had a little bit to do with that. She did had a nice collision or tough collision with Paleo. I think Paleo's knee kind of extended to her body or her head, and when her head hit the floor.
Missed nine shots in a row. I know Justin Holdhouse calling for a foul there, didn't get it. as they talk with Palmer. Logan Palmer going to Evansville next year to play for the Purple Aces. They will sub in Zanae Thompson, 5'11 for 6'1. This is a tall team, 11 players listed at 5'10 or better. For Justin Holdhouse, he was an 11-year assistant to the boys' coach at Cooper, Tim Sullivan. They were the state runner-up here in 2017. Into the new player, Thompson, at 8 in the quarters, 5 in the opening round. Got it low. She went down the right of the lane and missed the runner. They missed their last 10. Throw over the defense dangerously. Reeled in baseline by Bender. Hand off Johnson. Johnson from 15, no. Paleo the rebound. Clears it out to Bender. Bender picks up the dribble. Johnson on the low block. Turns. Misses. Charge. Knocked down the defender. And the officials said yes. Foul on Johnson.
That was an outstanding defensive effort by Addison Brissy as she stood, took her ground, and took the charge.
That is the second foul of the day on Sacred Heart. Three have been called on Cooper. Here is the new player in Thompson, driving right of the lane and throwing it away. Tried to flip in the corner and could not get it to Freihoffer. Johnson, long arms, reaches it and gets it. Johnson, 6 foot junior. Rated in one service as the number 5 player in her class in the country. Goes left side to Russell. Claire Russell got around everybody. Ooh. And blocked from behind by Thompson. Nice defensive play. Freihoffer through rush hour Lexington traffic to the lane on the run. They missed 11 in a row. And the ball goes off the foot of a Sacred Heart player in the rebound battle.
It's like Cooper, they're getting their shots that they want to have, a really good percentage shots, but it's just like it's tough when you have a 6'3" trying to shoot over top of Paleo. It really makes that altering, you know, making your shot altered.
They are nearing 7 minutes without a point. 6 minutes, 48 seconds to be exact. Into Freihoffer. She gets knocked down, but it went out to a teammate. Now Noel. Back out
there it
to
is.
Palmer, and she hit the three. She has 8, and they break the ice there just right at the 8, and they make 7-minute dry spell mark. And it's 9-8. Boy, you go 7 minutes without a point against Sacred Heart, and you're only down one. You got to feel good about it. Neither team shooting well. Sacred Heart, 4 of 15, 14, 3 of 15 for Cooper. Now Johnson. Freihoffer giving a cushion. Big screen by Paleo. Johnson, step back three.
Yes.
Answer.
Cannot give her any daylight at all to be able to shoot the ball like that.
All right. 12-8, Sacred Heart. After they were down 5-0 early, Palmer drives, leaves it short. Rebound, though, by Deer to Brissy up the top. Shoot the gap, steal, but could not corral it at half court as she tried to keep it in, going behind her back. Great hustle by Bender to deflect that one as it went out of bounds at the half-court stripe across the way. Brissy back to the bench. Back in is Malaya Alexander. Ninth region tournament team member, preferred walk-on to Liberty. Her uncle, Sean Alexander, played football at Boone County, All-American High School at Alabama, and then on to the NFL. Here's Palmer faking, driving, tough runner off the window, nothing else. Low percentage shot there with a left hand. Here comes Bender motoring. Down to Paleo, who ran the court well and laid it in transition.
Outstanding footwork by Paleo as she hustled down the floor to get her two shots.
6-point lead, Sacred Heart. To the goal, running miss.
Bodies are hitting everywhere.
Yeah, that missed there by Noel coming the other way. Here is Tootie Jordan. She's hit one, can't hit the second three. And a good block out for the defensive rebound by Paisley Jones, who's come in. And so we have Carl Nathy on the sidelines. We'll see what Carl has to say. Carl?
All right, the sideline report, Greg, is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the High School Athletic Association. And you notice that Logan Palmer got back in that ballgame rather quickly after going down after the collision with Paleo. Her knee is okay, and she's passed the concussion protocol. She came right back into the game. She's tough. Of course, wants it very bad here. Cooper, third straight regional appearance, and trying to make it to the championship game. As for Sacred Heart, a moment ago, Donna Moyer telling her team, and I wanted to ask Mina Todd about this, we can run Flex or we can run Tennessee. Flex or Tennessee? Mina, any insight on what that might mean.
Hey, Carl?
Yes.
Julie's working with me today.
Did you fire me, Carl?
No, I did not. And I guess I'm having...
old man disease, right?
Man, I had mine there for a second. And I had Julie in the first... whatever.
Well, it's all depending on, you know, every team has different interpretations of those plays. But it's just basically what you're doing is you're surpassing, screening away, and being able to cut through and try to hit that back door.
This Dawg Hairs KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes Brandon Stockton of Glasgow, a two-time All-Stater. At the 2002 Kentucky Mr. Basketball, Stockton averaged 26 points per game as a senior before moving on to play point guard for the Kentucky Wildcats. Roberts Insurance salutes Glasgow's Brandon Stockton, a 2024 inductee into the Dawg Hairs KHSAA Hall of Fame. Well, that dry spell officially, so I went back and ran the numbers, 6 minutes, 53 seconds, missed 11 straight shots before the Palmer 3. Here comes Cooper. Biggest hole of the day at 6 after they led early 5-0, and then the 9-0 run to answer, 9-5 after 1. Here's Palmer looking for the shot off to Fryhoffer. Good look at a 3, no good. And now from 3 range, they have just struggled today. Just those two, an in break, nobody gets back. And great run of the court by Judy Jordan, and she got a teammate's dime, and they lead 16-8.
Yeah, that's one thing about that they're going to have to do is they have to get back on defense.
And they throw it away again, and the layup by Claire Russell. Back-to-back turnovers, and Cooper has been blasted by turnovers, and it's 18-8. Sacred Heart leads by 10 now. Underneath 4 minutes in the first half. Top of the key, Fryhoffer. Fryhoffer goes to the left side. Fryhoffer crosses it into the corner. Catch, shoot by Noel. Will not go. A rebound by Paleo. Now Paleo got it out to Jordan. On up. Oh, what a twisting move by Russell. I didn't think there was any way she could get the shot off, and she did. And all of a sudden, Sacred Heart takes off like a missile and leads this game in a big way, 20-8. How about that? Sacred Heart ripping and running off mistakes and rebounds. 3:37 in the first half, from 5-0 down. A 20-3 run. That's why they're the top team in the state. Haven't lost in 71 straight games to an in-state opponent. Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Man, they've been good. I mean, you think, okay, you're back in it, 9-8. You stop the dry spell of 6 minutes, 53 seconds. What do? They come out and score 11 more in a row. They've had a 9-0 and 11-0 run and lead this game by a dozen. What does Cooper have? They have Fryhoffer wide open down left, but the back to the basket when she got the pass, Deer couldn't get it to her. Now they go right side, free throw line extended, Noel. Up top, Deer. Shoot the three, and that's what they need, and they get it by Deer.
That's the exact answer. Awesome shot by Deer.
Quickly the other way, Paleo had a pass between her legs, but got it back from Bender out to Johnson. She misses the three, long kicker off the elbow left. Brissy the rebound, stops at a dime. And now they'll get it back to Fryhoffer, and let's see if Cooper, after they get ignited by three, back within nine, can get it going here. They are 2 of 11 this quarter from the field, and a foul on Bender closing out for a second foul as she knocked down an opponent as we go to Carl Nathy.
And I'm joined by Dr. David Dornbus, who is a neurosurgeon for the Kentucky Neuroscience Institute, part of UK Healthcare, and he is somebody who treats patients with a variety of vascular concerns, including those who've had a stroke. And Dr. Dornbos, first of all, nobody wants to think they could have a stroke, but it's always best to be prepared. Are there things that we can do health-wise to help prevent a stroke?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. In terms of preventing a stroke, the best three things you can do: good diet, healthy, active lifestyle, and avoid tobacco. Smoking is one of the leading causes of stroke, especially in the central Kentucky area.
Most people think of stroke being something that older folks are at risk of, but we're at the Kentucky High School Sweet 16 basketball tournament. Young, active kids. Are kids or young adults at risk, and what should they look out for?
They certainly can be. It's definitely a disease that's more common in older adults, but young kids as young as 2-3 years old, up to high school, up to college age, can have a stroke. The things to watch for in children are the same as adults. A good acronym for it is BFAST. B is for balance issues, I is for any visual problems, F is facial asymmetry, A is for the arm, if you get any arm weakness that affects one side more than the other, S is for speech, and T is for time, because getting somebody to the hospital that's experiencing those symptoms, you lose around 1 million neurons per minute. So the sooner you can get to the hospital, the sooner we can help you out, the better off you'll be.
Just have about 10 seconds. I know you believe in that team approach at UK Healthcare.
Yeah, we have a phenomenal team, from the ER to the angio suite, and then after that, great group of people that's able and willing to help out the sickest of the folks in Kentucky.
Neurosurgeon Dr. David Dornbos of the Kentucky Neuroscience Institute, UK Healthcare. Thanks for joining us, sir. And we get back now to the action and Greg.
9-0, 11-0 runs, Sacred Heart at 20-3 spurt to take a 20-8 lead. It's 20-11 now. Cooper trying to claw back at it. So they've hit 3 of 11 from 3 and just 1 of 10 on two-point shots. Brissy up top and around right to Fryhofer, and we got a foul down away from the ball and a hold on a Valkyrie. And they are going to call the hold.
Morgan Fry.
Yeah, on Fry. Morgan Fry, 5'10 juniors, played 7 and 6 minutes. Into Fryhofer, 3, good look at it, a little long. Touched out, though, down low. You see what Donna Moyer's doing now? She's brought Emmy Lee Howe and Fry in. She's almost already subbing for minutes if they can get to the title game to keep them fresh, coming out of the bottom of the bracket. But a long way to go here to get there. Here's Palmer. Palmer working her way to the blue paint. Beat it right corner. Fryhofer will not miss the second time on the Palmer give.
Big-time shot by Fryhofer. That couldn't come soon enough.
As they've hit back-to-back threes to score 6 in a row, and a miss on the other end by the Valkyries. Offensive rebound put back up by Howe, and Emmy Lee Howe draws the foul, and it'll be whistled on Zadae Thompson.
Yep. Looks like Paleo's getting ready to check back in. She had a nice little rest. As you said, she does do an excellent job substituting her teammates.
Yeah, they don't go very deep. They usually play 5 and iron 5. Same thing for Cooper, about 6 deep for them. Well, 7. Thompson and Brissy come off the bench. So a little bit of a couple of minutes for Morgan Fry. She goes back to the bench, and now one more shot coming from Howe. And both of them are good. That stops a 6-0 run after a 6-minute, 53 dry spell for Cooper. And they are down by 8 with the ball here, left side high. Brissy back into the game. Off to Fryhofer. Liz Fryhofer. Couple on the deck to Deer. Over to Brissy. Brissy drives. Give it off corner. Palmer deflected. Fryhofer collects. Back to Palmer. Good look out of the corner. Missed it. Oh, flying rebound inside by Thompson. Through two Valkyries and put it up and missed it. Brissy went for the steal and hacked down on the arm of Johnson.
Well, I know this, that this game is very, very physical.
Let's pause to second station identification. This is the Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY Winchester.
Ball to the Valkyries. They lead 22-14. Minute and a half left in the opening half of play. Bender backs it away. Brissy, aggressive defense. Now to Bender, pulled out high. The post goes over left side to Russell. Russell to the foul line. Passes up the 16-footer. Patience here for the Valkyries with an 8-point lead after falling down 5-0 to begin. Bender in a double team. Deflected. Ball loose. Good hustle to run it down by Bender, seeing that it went on a deflection out high left. Now Johnson. Johnson with 5 today. Set 18 and 21 on the other two. Left And a shot will be airballed there by Russell. Battle for the rebound. Pulled back down. Put up. Missed again. Bender had a touch rebound. And she's fouled. Offensive rebound. She'll have two shots. Official will come to tell us, the official score, that it's on double threes. Foul on Palmer.
Well, that's one thing Cooper has got to do. They have got to make sure they put a body, especially on Paleo, who's 6'3". You have to be a little bit more aggressive and block in.
First foul shot rolls front rim to the back and down for Paleo after missing two earlier. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. One more for Paleo. Headed for UNCW next year. Got them both. 6'3 center has six. Balance scoring for Sacred Heart as they lead by 10. Johnson 5, Paleo 5. Jordan has 7 in the game. She's hit a 3 and run the transition break well. 2 points for Howell. They came from the foul line at her brief stint on the court. Claire Russell has 4. Good drive, Freihofer, but the angle not right on the bank. Rebound, Palmer. And she's fouled as she went up for the shot. Hacked on the wrist. And the call will go against Morgan Fry, her first. Addison Kincaid ready to make her first appearance. 6'3 junior center forward for Sacred Heart as the foul shot is missed by Palmer. 78% foul shooter. She has 8, pair of threes, 2 of 6 from 3, but just 3 of 12 from the field, while Freihofer is 1 of 6. Their two stars combined 4 of 18. That one goes. She has 9.
You got Alexander checking back in for Logan Palmer.
24-15, Sacred Heart by 9 with the ball. May hold for the last, 31.8 to play. Under the opposition's basket, Claire Russell triggers in. Here comes Johnson with a right-handed dribble down the near side. Crossover dribble to the foul line, back it away in those orange tennis shoes. Guarded by Freihofer. That's been a matchup all day both ways. On a bounce elbow left, Bender. She is now guarded by Alexander. 13 to play, drop the ball. Ball on the court. Who's going to get the hot potato? And there's a trip. And that will be foul number 5 on Sacred Heart. That'll be 2 foul shots the other way under the rule that gives you 5 fouls. And when you get there from the opposition, 2 tosses. Good rebound there by Noel. Oh, they didn't call a foul. Or did they? Yeah.
They did. It was on number 24, looks like.
Yeah, on Howell.
Yeah.
They were getting ready to, official I thought was getting ready to give the ball inbounds. The other two were down, and they worked together to understand that it will be foul shots coming for Noel here, a 77% shooter.
It is a little tricky sometimes because when they implemented the new rule about when they reach 5 fouls, that's an automatic 2 shot.
Yeah. So here goes Noel. It's a team, they're 1-for-2 today. Make it 2-for-3. On the other side, Sacred Heart, 4-of-6. 24-16 now. So again, runs of 9-0 and 10 and 11-0 for the 20-3 spurt. They hold almost 7 minutes without a point, the Lady Jags. Both go for Noel, 3-2 there, 8.8 to go. This game tightens down to a 7-point game. Full court pressure will come as the trigger will come from Russell. Got it into Johnson. Watch her speed across the timeline. 7 to play. Top of the key, 5 to play. Left of the lane, 2 to play. She scored 2.
Unbelievable shot.
Just a high-level athlete there. And she knew the clock, and she made 3 shifts of the gear shift there and got the bucket. That's
why she's tops in the nation.
And so the Valkyries trying to hunt for another championship appearance and looking for their 4th straight championship in the state. It's never been done. They've won 3. And they've won 3 one other time. And Donna Moyer will saunter her way to Carl Nathan.
Thank you, Greg. And we are with Coach Donna Moyer. What a play. I got to marvel at that. Zakiya Johnson at the end of the half. That's why she is who she is.
Yeah, you know, she can go get a bucket when she needs to, for sure. That was a good play by her. You know, we're getting pushed around a little bit. And we got to just square the ball up the second half and go back to fundamentals.
What about in terms of the fact that you had a slow start, but then took command? They fought back in the ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of expect this. It's going to be a slugfest, and I mean, just not a slugfest, but you know, it's. I mean, they're a good ball team, and you know, they're very well prepared for us. You know, they're taking us out a little bit about what we want to do, so we've got to make some adjustments and get Reagan some shots, get Z some shots.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's the Sacred Heart head coach, Donna Moyer. And she is going for the fourth straight, she and her team, for the fourth straight state title here in Kentucky. At halftime, Sacred Heart 26, Cooper 17. We'll continue. This is the Cooper & Cooper Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Carl Nathy back courtside. We'll be joined by a special guest in just a moment. Our halftime score in this second semifinal, Sacred Heart of Louisville, the three-time defending state champions, they have 26. Cooper from Northern Kentucky with 17. And our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half is Zakiya Johnson, but she also shares the honor with Angelina Paleo. The teammates of Sacred Heart, they each have 5. And actually, I got to give credit to Fryhofer of Cooper as well with 5 rebounds. So we got to have 3 prizes from the Kentucky Beef Council for those 3 athletes. But not really. I'm just kidding. Did you know looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. Our thanks to the Kentucky Beef Council. We're joined now, by Scott Bottoms. Scott is a longtime high school sports official in the Commonwealth of Kentucky and over the last year has become the KHSAA supervisor for licensing of sports officials, a very important job. And I might say, Scott, it's good to have someone with your experience in that job because we are reaching critical mass point in terms of the critical mass the other way in terms of officials. We're doing a little better, though, right?
Yes, you're right. You know, our numbers are actually pretty good right now in all sports across the state. Our recruiting efforts have gone well. We've implemented a couple new programs, and those seem to be trending in the right direction. We're putting a lot of effort into trying to recruit the next generation of sports officials throughout the state.
Now, you live in Danville, but tell us about your own career in officiating.
Yes, sir. I officiated about 28 years in high school basketball in the 12th region. I was fortunate enough to be able to work eight boys state championship games. I worked the finals on seven of those. So I've been involved in basketball for many years. I was an assigning secretary for 8 years before starting my new position with the KHSAA.
Now, the thing about being a high school official, and as far as the recruiting goes, you've got some really good things in place to help people kind of get their training, get licensed, and so forth, and work their way up.
Yes. So we have a new junior officials program for those that are 14 to 17 years old that you can get your license at a very minimal fee and work middle school, freshman, and JV games, all games except the varsity level. So that's for 14 to 17-year-olds. And then we've contracted with a company called Ref Reps, and that's an online class. It's self-paced, all online. You can do it in your spare time. To be a sports official in any sport, there's 13 different sports that are being offered. So we've seen, you know, some schools that are interested in that. We're trying to get into different high schools and the colleges and, you know, see how that goes with that program as well.
Our guest is Scott Bottoms, who is the KHSAA Supervisor for Licensing of Sports Officials. We'll continue at halftime. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair Kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans, not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
back here at Rupp Arena. Carl Nathy, along with our special guest, Scott Bottoms of Danville, the KHSAA supervisor for licensing of sports officials. We apologize for some technical difficulties. We seem to be back with the program. All right. We are cleared. We've got just a couple of minutes left. Scott, we'll keep it right here with you. One question. You don't have to be a specific age. I mean, you got to be an adult, right, to be an official. But if you're in good health, you can do the job physically, you'd welcome somebody to apply at KHSAA.org, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're very interested in anybody that we can get, any age, any sport, anything we can do to help them get registered, and get their fees paid. We would love to have them.
Plenty of opportunities, football, basketball, baseball, there's volleyball, there's soccer. The need keeps growing. The opportunities for young athletes keep growing. Hence, we need the officials.
Absolutely. We've got field hockey. We're adding lacrosse, a number of sports. So, yes, any sport, give us a call. We'll get you hooked up.
Scott, thanks for coming by and talking. It's always good to see you.
Same. Thanks for having me.
All right. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. And I think we'll take another break. We'll be back. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success, either college or career, through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Out of the gate, we have a whistle here. So they brought it in to Tootie Jordan at a foul called. So off to the second half, 26-17, Sacred Heart leading Cooper. And before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. 9-0 and 11-0 runs are the difference here. And Sacred Heart leads by 9 as we open the second 16. Good drive down the lane left and then turn the body right and bank it in for Bender. That's her first two. Inside block right, Fryhofer. Comes up around top to Alexander. Now into the corner left, Deer. Good outside shooter, but they've covered her up with Paleo today. Alexander switches it top of the key. Palmer, pump fake drive, and bumped and fouled by Johnson. Her second foul.
Looks like Reagan Bender will get called for the foul.
Yeah, so they called it differently first. Than what we first saw. Fryhofer muscling her way in and then finding Deer. We talked about how good of a shooter she can be as she hits her second three. And all of a sudden, down to an eight-point game as Cooper just not going away against the top team in the state in Sacred Heart, who's won 71 straight games against in-state competition. Closest is this Cooper team. Five-point loss in the LIT, lost at Sacred Heart earlier in the year by a dozen. Tootie Jordan down the lane. You heard the whistle sound. She missed the shot. She got knocked to the hardwood.
Well, that's one thing that Cooper wants to do is you need to keep Tootie Jordan in front of you. Don't let her drive past, because once that happens, another defender from a post player has to slide over and cut her off, and that's going to leave the backside exposed.
And this freshman, a good foul shooter today. She has hit three field goals, two twos and a three. That's her first foul shot. And got them both. Nine for Jordan.
Tootie Jordan reminds me of a lot of the great Trinity Ross and just her quickness.
Right. Now playing at Southern Indiana, won the Ohio Valley Conference. Will go to the NIT, ineligible for the NCAA as they transition from Division II. 30-20, Cooper leads it here, is trailing now by 10. Sacred Heart has gone all the way today, but they had no answer for the left side drive by Logan Palmer, who goes to double figures. Eight-point game. Cooper just will not go away. Gritty team here that has played Sacred Heart, so not in fear of the juggernaut. Bender backs it away right, guarded by Knoll. They go right corner, and Tootie Jordan misses. Ball on the court. Deer had it for a moment. We've got a scrum as two Valkyries go down to tie her up, and it will be to the maroon and gold. Officials are black, red, white. Maroon is never maroon the way officials have to call them. You notice that?
Yeah.
Said red ball, red ball. 30-22. Cooper down eight, hunting to get back within six or five. Fryhofer backs it away. She's the niece of the late John Schlarman, offensive line coach at Kentucky, who passed away a couple of years ago. Fryhofer. Right side, Deer hit that three. Back to Fryhofer. She can shoot the three. Tootie Jordan out on her. Now Deer threw it away. Went on the baseline, left her feet, and Jordan stole it. Went coast to coast for the lay-in and the bank shot. The Right Way Auto Glass off a glass shot. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Boy, she is so good in transition.
Yeah, she's super quick.
11 for the freshman. Deer, pump fakes, drives on Paleo, who has two fouls, to Fryhofer. Good look at it. Down it goes as Palmer drives and dishes.
That's exactly what Cooper needed, was a nice three-point shot.
32-25, seven-point lead. Sacred Heart answers straight away. Heart of the bucket by Claire Russell, who has six. 34-25, Sacred Heart. Here's Fryhofer. Driving in on Russell, turning her, oh, up and under, what a move, but then would not hit the shot. Rolls off the back of the iron, rebound by Russell, up to Tootie Jordan, lost the dribble, got it back. The young lady wearing zero gets it to Bender, lob over the defense, and too hard, and saved in by Palmer, but went right to Bender. Well, Palmer made the right play until when she threw it, she thought Deer was there. Deer comes up limping down court. And an easy two the other way. Thought they had the stop. Instead, they're down by 11. On the bucket by Paleo. And a holding foul called on Paleo. She's in disbelief. Angelina Paleo gets her third at 4:01 of the third quarter with her team up by 11. Tootie Jordan gets a breather on the bench. And they will bring in Emmy Lee Howe, and also another inbounds play, tipped out of bounds, no foul that time. Fry is going to come in, so you see the substitutions. Howe played 2 and 6 minutes in the first two games. Fry played 7 and 6, and the same substitution patterns to give that iron five a little bit of a breather on the bench. They're going to have to turn around if they win and play at 7:30 tonight Eastern time. Here's Fryhofer driving off the left wing to the right. To the goal. And two for Fryhofer. And she has eight. Palmer has 11. That's the scoring duo every game for Cooper. They're down nine. Here's Johnson. Johnson one-hands it high right to Bender. Pass right of the lane to Russell. A good lacrosse player. Now Johnson, ball on hip left. Pointing with the right hand. Now putting it on the hardwood at Rupp Arena. Top of the key, Bender. Feet at foul line to Howe. Hand off to Bender. Her shot no good. Defensive rebound. Cooper running. Long looping pass. Reeled in by Alexander. She tried to throw a baseline to the cutting Howe as she ran it down to the corner and threw it away for Cooper's eighth turnover. They've only forced four. Low to Johnson. Tough to handle in there. Triple team. Hit the backboard and nothing else. And Fryhofer rebounds her sixth. The leader team. Top rebounder in the game. Palmer a move into a double team. Back to Fryhofer. Thought about a college level three. Didn't take it. Back to Palmer. Feed it into the corner and up top to Alexander. Three ball. Front rim. No. Johnson claims the rebound. Her sixth to tie Fryhofer for the top in the game. And a 30-second timeout to one of the best coaches in high school history, and Donna Moyer. 775 wins here at Sacred Heart in her career, 802, number one active all time. 19 to tie for number two, and Jeff Hale had just retired, and she's 84 wins away from tying Randy Napier for the all-time girls basketball record. Take a trip to Moorhead. I know Julie has many times. The trip from Sacred Heart in Louisville to Moorhead covers 141 miles. If you're visiting from Cooper High School in Union, sit back and enjoy the 133-mile drive. You played at Moorhead, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a minute, though, but always good times and had an excellent experience coming out of Moorhead.
37-27, Sacred Heart leads. You feel like they're in control, but they can't nap on the lead.
Yes,
can they?
But also what I'm looking is, looks like Sacred Heart is getting more and more tired, and perhaps the other opponent who played at the 11 o'clock game, McCracken, it looks to me like they might have an advantage to have more rest coming into the game as well.
Well, they had a girl that put 39 on the board today. It's going to be a star-studded championship. Whomever makes a lot of Division I players of the future here on the prep level. High-level basketball in the state of Kentucky. Glad you're with us here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. Three teams left standing. We'll be down to two here in about 10 minutes of clock time. 2:08 clock moving. Sacred Heart leads it by nine with the ball. Turning the circle is Bender. Threw it away. Only their fifth turnover and a foul in backcourt.
Looks like number 24.
Foul on
Howe.
Yeah, on Howe. She scored on a pair of foul shots. Timeout on the court. 1:59 to go in the third quarter. And we'll take a break. Cooper trying to make a comeback on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Time now for the BSN Sports Heart of the Game. And in this particular contest, I want to give it to the coaches and staff, not only for the 16 teams here in the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, but all of the coaches and staff, the hundreds of teams across the state. It's a labor of love for most of these coaches, certainly not for the money. It's a lot of extra sacrifice and time, and they do it on behalf of these young student athletes to help in their development to become productive adults. Greg?
Cooper basketball. They are down now by 9. Their only loss is 2 to this team they're playing today. Montgomery County by 11 away, and Purcell Marion across the river in southern Ohio. All the losses for Sacred Heart, 2-7 against out-of-state, high-level competition. Palmer to the foul line, left side, too long and a 16-footer, but unable to corral the rebound defensively is Fry for Sacred Heart. But a tough shooting day for Palmer, as she is now 4 of 14, Fryhofer just 3 of 9, their high-level shooters. Palmer in a double team and bounced it through the double team to the wrong team. Stolen by Bender up ahead. Tootie Jordan back in, and Jordan has had the biggest day of all with 13. Nobody's outscored her on a day for Tootie Jordan. The 5-3 freshman back to a double-figure lead. Go the Valkyries. Cooper, got fight still left in him. Low double post. Deer, bank, rolls off. Rebound pulled down by her number mate in the white uniform, number 21, Bender. Off the miss by 21 in maroon. Out high, Johnson. Johnson backs it away on the K of UK. Now gives it off to her teammate in Russell. They work it back to Bender. Give and go to Johnson. Tipped away and knocked away by Palmer. Sold by Fryhofer. 2-on-2. Fryhofer's got a shooter in the corner. But passing up the shot, now they go back to the same player, and the three is good by the girl wearing 3, and Addison Brisson, her first 3 of the day.
That was a tremendous three-point shot.
38-33. Jordan, a little push-off on Brissy. Brissy kind of hawks you all over the court like Jordan does on defense. Now Johnson, been a fairly silent day for Johnson here, just with 7. Holding the ball at the foul line, underhand scoop Fry. Fry moves in, almost walked, but got it back. Up top, Johnson. Fry has done a good job on her.
She has.
Patience, 11 to shoot in the corner. Russell, 7 to engage. Goes right side, 6-5 of the clock. Johnson, 3 to do it. Drop the ball. Ball on the court. Scramble. And with a half second to go, jump ball. 3 bodies on the court. Good sportsmanship. Going to be out of bounds to Sacred Heart. They look over to Donna Moyer, who calls the play. So Donna Moyer, the veteran, great golfer, by the way, will throw it in as well. She's not thinking at all about her two iron right now. She's thinking about what play do you call here. You have time to catch and shoot since it's .5. I think you got to watch Johnson here. Paleo is on the bench with 3 fouls. They throw it in, blocked. Fryhofer with an emphatic stuff of the orange leather as they brought it in to Claire Russell. And we go to the final quarter with your score. Sacred Heart 38, Cooper 30 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Local banking is important to me. That's why I choose Traditional Bank. Their experienced staff is there to help with all my banking needs. When I'm opening a new account, depositing my grandmother's birthday cash, or need a replacement debit card on my way out of town, Traditional Bank has me covered. And after-hours banking? They've got that too with online banking and the mobile app. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Traditional Bank today. Traditional Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
It was a long way.
Yeah.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. One lead switch, one tie. Game tie permitted 39. Cooper led early, 5-0, 2:54 of clock time. Been behind for over 18 minutes, and off we go in the fourth quarter with Cooper hanging down by 8. The favorite to win it all at Sacred Heart for the fourth time. It's never been done. They've won it three times, twice. Out of the corner right there. It's a five-point game. Change that. It's Noel.
That was a gutsy shot by Deer.
No, it's Noel.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I made the wrong call. Look down in there, and you look at Noel and Deer, and they both have that ponytail and look very much alike. Here at the top of the key, Johnson. Johnson from 17 can't have an answer. And a rebound pulled down by Nolan. You see the confidence of Cooper. Now goes off left side to Fryhofer. Fryhofer, top of the key. Fake by Deer, back to Fryhofer. 7-10 in the game. 8:33, trying to brew an upset here on the Rupp Arena. Court. It's Deer, round the rim and out. That was a big shot to cut it to 3-2. Boy, she had a great look at it, did Bella Deer. Sacred Heart, 71 straight wins over Kentucky teams. Is there extra pressure? Back in the game, and with the ball, Paleo. Inside Johnson, Goodyear star, missed, but she drew the foul. 6:41 to go in the ball game. 5-point lead for Sacred Heart.
Yeah, that's one thing impressive about Liz Fryhofer. She understands the assignment, and she is doing so good playing really tough defense on Zakiya Johnson.
First foul shot good by Johnson. Foul on Fryhofer is her second. Her sister Kay played last year on this team. One more for Johnson. And Johnson coolly, calmly hit them both. She has 9. Back to a 7-point lead, 40-33, and a foul in backcourt as they were trying to double-team Palmer. Official will come over in front of us and tell us, white 0, Tootie Jordan picked up the foul, her first. You look down the foul column, just one player with 3. It's Paleo, who they've now brought back into the game. 2 each on Howe and Fry, the reserves on the other side. 2 on Fryhofer and Palmer, their 2 scoring stars. Here's Fryhofer going to the left elbow. Good look at a 17-footer back iron. Just come up a little short today. Shooting below 30%. Just over 41% today for Sacred Heart. That ball had fallen a little bit more today for Cooper. They've had good looks at it. Fryhofer 3 of 10. Palmer 4 of 14. And they're down by 7 with 6:08 and a moving clock here. And a little too tight on the Hensie defense there by Brissy against Jordan. 2 really good guards battling each other.
And the pressure has been turned up on defense off both sides. Cooper fans are on their feet. They just really are backing, and they're really behind their team. They're just ready to cheer them on.
Second foul on Brissy into Tootie Jordan. Brissy shadows her to the left of the foul circle. Backs it up behind the college three-point line to Johnson. Fryhofer tipped it away, but Johnson got it back. And then they got a timeout with a bailout timeout for Donna Moyer. In her 33rd year, we talked about her and able to golf as well. 2-time runner-up in the state amateur. In college, 3 years at Cincinnati, she played golf and basketball. Then transferred to Kentucky, played golf. Went on the mini golf tour in Florida. A couple of LPGA events. Just said the grind of the LPGA was too much for her. She's got a 1 handicap, and I asked her before the game, said, how many hole in ones have you had? She just put her hand up and said 0. I don't know if she's telling the truth.
I know one thing, I don't want her in golf, not at all.
I told her I had 7 holes in one another round, but it was on the putt-putt course at Hurstbourne Lane. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network, sponsored in part by Clark's Bumpin' Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Talk about fuel. Who has fuel left for Saturday night, the 7:30 tip? Because already, McCracken County, last year's state runner-up, was won game one, 74-57 over Butler. A 12-0 start, had 12-0 and 9-0 runs. Got that double-figure advantage, cut it to 3. Unguarded, 15-footer, knock it down, Claire Russell. She has 8. It's kind of the difference. The medium-range jumpers a little bit more accurate today for Sacred Heart. Johnson, though, only 3 of 12 today. Been a, for her, one of the superstars on the prep level, a subpar day, but still a collective 9.7 rebounds. When 9 and 7 is subpar, you know you're really, really good. Here's Palmer into contact.
Uh-oh.
And knocked down. I think she was going to go up to pass, but hung in the air, absorbed the contact. Donna Moyer telling the officials she was going to pass, but she was in the act of doing something, and she'll go to the line for two tosses.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Is she did have her hands straight up, but then she flipped her body right into her opponent, and that's where, you know, she didn't understand that situation.
12 points for Palmer. More importantly, though, the fourth foul on Paleo. As the foul shot's good to cut it down to an eight-point game. Paleo returns to the bench.
And then Cooper is an unbelievably talented at the foul line, so that she does hand the second one.
Come in 22nd in the state at 69.5, and it's back within striking distance at 5:15, back to a seven-point game. Johnson driving, missing front rim. Offensive rebound, left side, Russell, clear it out to 2D Jordan, the freshman, drive, bank, miss. Rebound pulled down by Deer. Sacred Heart getting another tussle by Cooper. He's played him closer than anybody in the state twice by 5 and 12 the deficit. Falling down, Fryhofer got the timeout. I think her coach saying her beginning to tip over and got the timeout right before the pivot foot left the hardwood. 4:50 to go in the game, and it's Sacred Heart holding, clinging to a 42-35 lead. Let's go over to Carl Nathan.
With the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report, Cooper head coach Justin Holthouse in the last couple of huddles been diagramming a couple of half-court options for his team. They're getting some pretty good looks, but they have to find a way to get the ball in the hole faster. 4:50 to go, 7-point deficit, but Sacred Heart is a tough defensive club and will be boxing out on the boards and trying to dominate those boards down the stretch and see what happens, Greg.
Well, we bustled our way almost halfway into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. Shooting 41% today for Sacred Heart, 16 of 39, just 2 of 9 from 3, 8 of 10 from the foul line, 11 of 38, 29%, but 40% from 3. Can't raise that average off the left wing, and the miss by Belladere. She has 6 tonight, jumps it the other way, float fire in transition. It's where they've gotten a lot of their baskets, in transition.
Yes, that's exactly right, and they're going to have an answer for that to be able to beat them down the floor.
Fryhofer stop and go dribble against the small guard and miss the runner, tapped out long, but nobody out there on the wing to get it. It'll be a defensive team rebound at 4:19. Sacred Heart has been able to answer every Cooper punchback here after they were down 5-0, scored 9 in a row, and 20 of the next 23 to take the lead to 20-8. Left corner back in the game, Bender up top to Russell. Two sports star here at Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart, 18 in a row, 29-7 on the year. They won 8 to begin, lost 4 out in Arizona in a tough tournament, the Nike tournament. Lost 3 more in Virginia in the MLK Classic. They won their last 18. Right side, Russell. Russell dribbles off the elbow to the top of the key. Back right to Bender. They're working clock. Just working the way down. Lob inside. Good fake. Tipped away by Fryhofer. Fryhofer, good high hands defense again. Palmer falls down. They'll play 4-on-5. Fryhofer had it tipped away. She thought Palmer was back there. Stolen. And the missed layup. Back up. Another miss. Fryhofer, the foul. Off the miss by Howell. Rebound by Russell.
Yeah, you can see it's obviously on both sides that fatigue has definitely set in, and both teams are going to have to focus through the fatigue. We got Paleo getting ready to check back in. That's something to watch with 4 fouls. And Alexander for Cooper getting ready to check in.
44-35 Sacred Heart. Again, they were down 5-0 and then held Cooper without a point for 6 minutes 53 seconds. They missed 11 straight shots. They dug themselves a hole that appears to be too deep to climb out of. They're down 10 to Sacred Heart.
But still a lot of clock left.
Second one, no good by Bender, but Johnson wrestles the rebound away from Palmer and puts it in.
Yeah, that's one thing. You have got to body, put a body on Johnson. She is just rebounds so smoothly.
Johnson 13, Jordan 13, 9, Russell. Biggest lead of the day at a dozen, 47-35. They scored 71 last night. Fryhofer, good. Eastern Kentucky is getting a good one in Fryhofer, who's hit three threes, and they get a timeout. And they'll stretch it full, 2:51. Stretch run time at Horse Country with Cooper trying to catch up to Sacred Heart on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
Sacred Heart, and two things to stand out. Transition baskets. Look at the numbers there, Julie.
With the transition baskets, the points off fast break is 10-0, and then also points in the paint is 26-6 with Sacred Heart leading.
And sometimes you think points in the paint are because you pounded inside, but points in the paint are also in transition buckets. Yeah. And I've seen Johnson do it. I've seen Jordan do it. I've seen Russell do it. They've just gotten up and run. Even though the score's low, transition's been a big part of it here.
Yes, and that's a great timeout by Justin Holthouse, because he's going to tell his girls, you have got to get back and don't let them beat you down the court.
Bender will bring it into Paleo, back in with four fouls. She would be a good one to foul, 62% shooter. So if you want to start playing hack, that's who you're going to hack. But they're going to play on here. And Tootie Jordan in a double team off to Bender, or to Russell, I should say. Player Russell now hand off. Bender tipped away. Stallman, Fryhofer up in front. All by her lonesome. They catch her, but she laid it in. Fryhofer has 13, and it is down to 7. They just will not go away. Johnson in backcourt. Got it off to Tootie Jordan. She'll speed away through the lane into Paleo. They got arm for the jump ball near. Going to be a reach and a foul on Alexander. We have a timeout. 2:15 to go in the game. And Cooper trying to make a miraculous comeback. Sacred Heart 47, Cooper 40. Here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Talks less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Leading for almost 24 minutes of this game, Sacred Heart 47-40. UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA in the Sweet 16 tournaments. Boys starts on Wednesday right here. We'll be back with you there. But right now, we're down to the final three teams on the girls' side. The 63rd tournament resumed in 1975, and Sacred Heart has won seven, going for their eighth and their fourth in a row. If they can navigate the last 2:15, they've got the ball out of bounds here. Big dry spell has killed Cooper early in this one. They miss 11 in a row. Into the right side corner, Bender. Top of the key, Tootie Jordan, the freshman guard, lost it. Stolen away from her. Chance to cut it to 5-4. On the seventh turnover of the half and the game. Make it 7 in the game. Left side corner, Freihofer driving on Johnson. Pull away from 10. Lip of the rim and down. 15 for Freihofer.
Outstanding stop and pop shot by Freihofer.
Boy, she has played toe-to-toe with Johnson today. And then Freihofer knocks down Tootie Jordan, much to her dismay. She didn't like the call.
Tootie looks like she's getting up limping, like her left leg is really, really tender.
This is where you worry about cramps. Are you hydrated enough? This is your second game in as many days, and then you're going to have to come back if you win tonight. Here's Tootie Jordan, 2-for-2 from the line. Sacred Heart 9-12. Two tosses hit that one. One more will make it a three-possession game. 48-42, minute 44 to go. 14 for Jordan, the freshman point guard. And she has been pure on all four of her free tosses. Back up by 7. Don't have to sell out for the three yet. Freihofer gets triple teamed. And great screen at half court set by Deer. Bodies hit the court as Russell ran in to the screen at half court.
Well, that's kind of a Paleo. She has to make sure she tells that the screen is coming and that she did get blindsided.
That's the third foul, so they can give up that foul. Remember, you get 5, you get shots. Freihofer, left side, extra share. Got a shooter out of the corner. Palmer way long. Been a tough shooting day for her. 2-7 from 3, 4-14 overall. And that would have cut it to 4, but it's still a 7-point lead, and now you're chasing the Valkyries if you're the Lady Jags. Tootie Jordan, not who you want to foul, but they have to. Have a chance over there to get, I believe it was Bender, or it may have been Russell. Russell, a 67% shooter. Paleo, 62%. Jordan, 66%, but she's 4-for-4 today, and now 16 points. Every time she puts it up, all you hear are the nets. Doesn't even hit the rim.
Yeah, she is a stellar, stellar player. And she actually plays light years ahead of her age. She seems very, very mature in how she handles herself and conducts herself on the court.
Saw the same thing from Green, the sophomore guard for Henderson County. Palmer got decked, going for a potential rebound. Kind of looks up at the official, thought there should have been a foul there. Here's Bella Deer, her team down 9. Now Palmer, they just lay off, don't want to foul. Palmer lays it in, 7-point game. Palmer ups her scoring total into double figures with 13. Here's Jordan, got to go. They had the player to foul there and Russell, and they finally do. Desperation mode now for the Lady Jags with 54 seconds to go, down 51-44. When we talked before the game, to the head coach of Cooper, Justin Holdhouse, he said, I'd like the game in the 40s. Maybe we can manage it in the 50s, but he needed it in the 40s. Sacred Heart sits at 51 with two tosses here, and the first one no good by Claire Russell, who has 8. Jordan, 17 points. Johnson, 13. Other side, Freihofer, 17. Palmer, 13. But collectively, 11 of 30 from the field. Are 5 of 12 from 3. Freihofer with 4 fouls. Same thing, Paleo. Second good. 8-point game. 52-44, Sacred Heart. 51 seconds to go. Hand off to Palmer. Palmer drives to the end line. Euros it in. Misses it. Didn't hit the rim. Tussle for the rebound. And they're giving it to Sacred Heart.
Yes, it also looks like tempers are flaring on both sides as well.
Freihofer will leave, again with 4 fouls, so they're going to foul here. You don't want Freihofer to be the one. It'll be an offensive out, defensive in substitution Johnson at the line at a double team, and they foul her. You could catch two there. Let's see who they put it on. Could be on 15, could be on 23. They'll say on 33. Let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY Winchester.
Johnson, the guaranteed two foul shots first. Good. 15 of 19 for Sacred Heart. Taking nails to the coffin to the foul line. 53-44 lead. Biggest has been 12. They've been ahead since they went on a 9-0 run when they were down out of the gate 5-0 in the first 3 minutes. Second one good. Just pure shooting. 15 for her. 17 for Jordan. Fryhofer back in the game. Driving against the defender, and now they go out high to Deer, and she banked it in for the right way. Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. And it's not over. 28 and a half seconds to go as the lead shrinks to 8 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Well, we are 28.4 seconds away from the finish line in our second semifinal game. Already, McCracken County has punched its ticket with a 74-57 never behind win, wire to wire, over Butler. Sacred Heart leads it here by 8. Need a steal right away, does Cooper here. Trigger will come from Claire Russell, the lacrosse player. Running the in line as she can. Trouble getting it in, but did to Bender. Bender in a double team. They called a foul. Looked like one of the players had the ball, but the other knocking down Bender.
Yes, all three bodies went down on the floor.
I tell you, I've never seen as many bodies hit the hardwood as this tournament. The young ladies play so hard.
Yes, and if Sacred Heart makes it out of this game, it looks like they're going to have to do some recuperation and a lot of training at the training tables and just some physical therapy with their legs and stuff, because a lot of dead legs, like I said, it was aggressive, it was physical game, and it's just unfortunate. You had your point guard, Tootie Jordan, who's still limping on her left leg, that could play out.
Bender hit both foul shots. They have been so good. That's just 4 for Bender. We're back up to a 9-point game and time running out on a good run for Cooper. Fryhofer off to college next year and try to bounce it in the lane to Deer. Tipped away, and that'll about do it. 13 seconds to go. White flag not up yet as they go to Bender. And now Fryhofer will foul out with a reach.
Looks like, that's 5 fouls. It looks like Coach Holthouse is going to the bench.
Tears for Fryhofer as she heads to the bench. Her college career awaits her. Big hug for her head coach, Justin Holthouse. Great athlete. Her mom played at Northern Kentucky, a Schlarman. And now the bench emptying for Sacred Heart as well. Smith has come in. On the other side, a lot of changes here for Cooper as well with 7.7 to go.
Looks like number 12, Brinkley Rankin, number 20, Olivia Scott, and number 24, Gianna Cooper.
Also back in a player that has played a little bit today, has checked back in for Cooper as well, and Thompson. They're going to bring Brissy back in as well. Boy, the tears flowing for two young ladies, and Logan Palmer headed Evansville. Is Freihoffer downstate to Eastern Kentucky. There goes Tootie Jordan. She's been the electrifying player this ball game. Carl Nathan will talk to her afterwards. Jordan, 5 of 8 from the field, 6 of 6 from the line, 24 points and assists. Foul shot good by Bender, and only had one field goal today, but she's hit the last three foul shots. And how about the shooting from the foul line, 19 of 23, 20 of 24. And the lead mounts for 58-47. Sacred Heart, chance to do something nobody's done in the history. And that's win four in a row. They got a chance tonight. The Kraken County, they beat last year, stands in the way. Shot out of the corner, ringed in at the buzzer by Rankin. And the final will go in the book. Sacred Heart, 58, Cooper, 50. Will the Valkyries have it up in the tank to make history? They've won 72 games against Kentucky competition in a row, and they will play the team they beat in the state title game last year in a repeat this year. They're coming out of the very bottom of the bracket, but they're young. They're not like me. They can get back to the court. They've done this before, and Tootie Jordan getting a lift from her teammate right to Carl Nathan. How about that? A tuck-tuck ride, Carl.
All right, Greg. Our Blue Oval electrifying player of the game is the 5'3 freshman, Tootie Jordan. 17 points on 5 of 8 field goals, 6 of 6 at the free throw line. How did you do it?
You know, I really wanted to go to the ship, man. So I got hurt, but, you know, my team was like, they need me, so I'm going to do whatever I needed to do to get to the ship. I wanted that win back.
What about the leg for tonight?
Oh, it's fine. I'm gonna go through. I'm gonna be fine.
All right. What about your team going for a fourth straight state title?
We ready to make history. That's all I can say.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Tootie Jordan, our electrifying player of the game, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. Final in the second, semifinal, Sacred Heart 58, Cooper 50. Sacred Heart, McCracken County, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. We'll be back. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
We are your source for high school basketball. WWKY.
Championship game set tonight. Sacred Heart in McCracken County, a repeat from last year, as Sacred Heart takes out a game. Cooper team, 58-50. They used a 20-3 run after they fell down 5-0. Held Cooper in that first quarter scoreless for 6 minutes, 53 seconds, stretched into the second quarter, and they went 0-11 in that stretch where they couldn't buy a bucket. They ended 17-48, 35.4%. Shot well from 3, 11 of 25, 5 of 6 from the foul line, but 18-43 from Sacred Heart, 42%. Just 2-9 from 3. Not a big three-point shooting team. They got Paleo and Johnson, the driver, and then Tootie Jordan in transition, who is our electrifying player of the game. 20 of 24 from the foul line. Just would not let Cooper back into the game. Went 16 of 18 in the second half, and they out-rebounded Cooper by 6, made only 8 turnovers, committed 11 did Cooper today, and we talked about it, Julie and I, during the game. Points in the paint, 26-10 advantage, fast break points, 10-2 advantage, and it was transition off either missed shots by Cooper or defensive rebounds or turnovers, and Sacred Heart solid, even though Cooper has played Sacred Heart better than anybody in the state, lost to him 3 times. Got to hold your head high if you're a Lady Jag today.
I mean, if there's such a thing called a moral victory, I guess Cooper that would have that. But, you know, what they wanted.
Yeah,
but,
the tears said no, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And just you got to hand it to Coach Justin Holthouse's team. They just have a lot of determination, a lot of grit. And you got to love the way those girls play.
And Donna Moyer is coaching a juggernaut at Sacred Heart as they'll go for an unprecedented 4th straight. They've won 3 a couple of times, including currently, and of course, Laurel County did it one time as well. Nobody in the 63-year history of this tournament, or the past 62, has won 4 in a row. Sacred Heart has a chance tonight against the team they beat last year. Now, individually, Cooper led by their 2 Division I commits, one to EKU, one to Evansville. Fryhofer, 15, Palmer, 15. The shots, they were 11 of 31 combined. Good from three-point range, 5 of 12. The top rebounder in the game is Johnson. She is our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the game. Zaniya Johnson had 15 points in those 9 rebounds today. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. 15 for Johnson. Jordan, 17. Russell, 10. Sacred Heart in the title game for the 4th year in a row here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Cooper's season ends with a loss, their third of the year. Three of their five losses to Sacred Heart this year. 29-5, 11-game winning streak snap. Sacred Heart gets to the 30-win mark. They've won 19 in a row, and as we said at the end of the ballgame, they've won 72 in a row against Kentucky competition. We'll just see, playing out of the very bottom of the bracket, Julie, whether they'll have enough, but they are going to be the favorite against McCracken County. McCracken County knows them and vice versa.
Oh, absolutely. I know Scott Silvis is going to have his team ready to play, and you know that he's already been scouting them for today, and Scott Silvis is also going to make sure that they get guards back and so they can break up the transition.
Well, Johnson, you know, I hate to use the word subpar, but you expect so much for her. She's a high power five level talented junior. She's just 5 of 15 today. 1 of 5 from three, 4 of 4 from field. I thought Fryhofer played really good defense.
Outstanding. Yeah, it was outstanding defense. That, you know, that just goes to show you the high level of athletes that are just the displaying on the floor tonight. And they just did lights out and just really worked hard as a team to be able to try to shut that down, to try to keep Johnson under her average.
And then the Paleo, the senior that's going to UNC Wilmington, 8.6 rebounds. Who do you get the big production from? In addition to the 15 of Johnson, 17 from the freshman, Tootie Jordan. 5 of 8, 1 of 3, 6 of 6. Crossed her shooting line, had an assist. You know, Johnson, we talked about 15 points, just 1 out of 3 from the field on 5 of 15. But 4 assists, just 1 turnover, 3 steals. Claire Russell, 3 steals, the great lacrosse player. So, you know, balanced. They normally play just 5, but they snuck in other players, 7 minutes for Howe, 7 minutes for Fry. They're about a 7-man rotation and just got enough minutes to get some legs fresh. We'll see how they bounce back after McCracken County won the game. Now, she's won another one, 803 wins, number one active all-time winningest girls basketball coach in the state of Kentucky, Donna Moyer, in her 33rd year, 776th win at Sacred Heart, going for her fourth championship in a row tonight. And she's going to address the media here in a second back in the halls of Rupp Arena, where she is familiar. And she's going to go for another victory here, try to win what would be their 16th state tournament game in a row. Here's Moyer.
Certainly is a quick turnaround, but I just want to first I'll just start out and say how much respect I have for the Cooper program. We played them 3 times this year, and it has been a battle every time we played them. You know, they came out with an awesome game plan, and were physical with us, and shot the 3 ball really well. And I want to congratulate them on a great season, and I want to congratulate my girls because we get to come back and defend our title, which is something that you dream about. And I know we're going for an unprecedented, that's a word that we talk about all the time, and we've actually looked up the definition because nobody's ever done this. And we won't want to say it's our last, but it's going to be the first, you know. And so, you know, we want to play tonight, and we're going to see McCracken County. We actually opened the season up with them with a scrimmage. We drove all the way down to McCracken, and so we're familiar with them, too. So,
very interesting comments from Donna Moore. You're always class as Sacred Heart in McCracken County, set for the title tilt tonight at 7:30. We'll put a wrap on from our semifinal day here at Rupp Arena after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com, at the Southland Dairy Farmers as well. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 Tournament. Teammates on this broadcast, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Julie Muntz provided analysis and color. Carl Nathie hosted the broadcast, reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer, executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Stottlemyre, who brought you the play-by-play, the final score, Sacred Heart 58, Cooper 50. For all the marbles tonight, it'll be Sacred Heart and McCracken County at 7:30, the tip. So long for now from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.